Welcome to another Journey podcast on Mito. Thank you for listening. Well, let's see where to start. I got one thing that I'm really kind of been obsessed with over the last, week or two, I would say. I didn't say anything about it on my last podcast, but I have been talking about him lately, and that is Jimmy Corsetti of Bright Insight. And my question is, where is he? So if you're not familiar with him, he runs a YouTube channel, Jimmy Corsetti. It is called Bright Insight, the name of his channel. He's got 1.35 million subscribers, so a huge amount of subscribers. And he does really well. He said that. He said he's done really good, and so well, in fact, that he's been brave in some of his videos and talked against Google or YouTube even about censorship and about how they're editing and deleting the internet. And they're great videos. But most of his videos come from ancient civilizations or prehistory, I would say, like megaliths. And he really sparked my interest in ancient civilizations. He gives credit to a lot of people like Robert Schock and Graham Hancock, and which I've read Graham Hancock's Fingerprints of the Gods book, and I would say that is a wonderful, excellent book. But it was really Jimmy's interview on Joe Rogan that got me really interested in him. If you ever watch his channel, he is just like with a lot of them other megalith channels where they know something's not being told. Something's being held back, or people aren't admitting that there was an advanced technological civilization prior to our recorded history. And I guess the biggest evidence right now out there is Göbekli Tepe, which is in Turkey, and it's a megalith site they uncovered. I think it was 1995 they first discovered it, but lately it's got a lot of traction. There's a channel, Dakota of Earth, who does a great vlog on it. He goes and visits it, and it's a great video. I highly recommend that. I'll include links to Bright Insight and Dakota on my website, UFO.fish, if you want to check them out, UFO.fish. But back to Jimmy instead of ancient civilizations right now. So a while back, I don't know, maybe a year ago or not quite that long, maybe 3 months or 6 months ago, he may put out a video. I'm not exactly sure. I don't have any clips or anything ready, and I'll tell you what I've done to research him for where he is. But he put out a video saying that he promised to put out a video once every 3 weeks. That was his goal. His target was 3 weeks to make a video, and he's been very consistent with that target. Very consistent, every 3 weeks. And if for some reason, like let's say he was traveling or like he visited the pyramids in Egypt, he would live stream and kind of give us dates and clues and let us know when he would be back or when the next video would be if he was traveling or when the next live stream would be, things like that, to kind of keep his fans or audience up to date on where he was. And so now what has been happening is it's been 2 months, a little over 2 months, I believe, now since his last video. His last video was on the deletion of the internet, or how the internet's being kind of edited and removed. And I talked about it a little bit before, and what it is basically when you do a Google search or when you go on YouTube and do a YouTube search, things are kind of curated. They're kind of putting out what they want you to see and not necessarily what you want to see. And when they do this, they start off with like a billion results or a lot of results, and then all of a sudden the results get smaller and smaller the further you go into the pages. And so now
back to the Jimmy. Anyway,
so now he's been, that was his last video. The title was, "Yes, They Are Deleting the Internet." And the video right before that was "Disturbing Proof, They're Quietly Deleting the Internet." And then right before that video, he put out a video called, "They Scanned the Reshot Structure and Found," title, but and found something like LIDAR at the Eye of Sahara, Atlantis. That video was a kind of update on what, because he's been promising a video on Atlantis for a while now. It's been several months, probably 2 or 3 months or 4 months prior to that video, so 5 months ago, let's say, at the most. He said, "Hey guys, I'm gonna come out with this Atlantis video, and I got a bunch of evidence, and it's gonna be great." And he keeps promising this video, and then every time he and then on that last video, they scan the Reshot structure. I don't know how to pronounce it. Reshot. It's the Eye of the Sahara. It's in Africa. It's this strange, beautiful scene where it's like three rings. It's just like odd bluish, grayish. It's really beautiful. You can go on Google Earth and find it yourself. But it's called the Reshot structure, and he keeps saying he's got evidence, a lot of evidence he's found, and he even said that they've LIDAR scanned it and haven't really released the results. And in that last video, he said, "You know, I keep coming up with more and more information." And so my question is, what did he come up with? And why hasn't he released anything? Even a tweet or something saying like, "Hey guys, I'm working on this. I'm going to be away for a while," because it is not like him to just disappear, be off the map. So I find it weird. I find it odd. A little confusing. So I've been doing some research. I've gone on every platform that I can think of. I went on, the big ones like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, obviously, and even Reddit, and haven't really found anything. There's a, on his Bright Insight group or channel, I forgot what they call them in Reddit, but on that is a community, what they call them, but I put up a question, "Anyone hear from Jimmy recently? Where is he?" And then several people were like wondering that too. And AFK, someone put, another person put, they have a theory that he gave himself a certain amount of time, and then if it didn't work out on YouTube, he'd go back to his old job. Well, I countered that with, I argued with the guy saying, "Nah, he's doing really good with YouTube. I don't think that's it. I think you're just trying to start something controversial, because that doesn't sound like Jimmy at all. That doesn't, if you're a fan of his, you wouldn't think that." But anyway, it turned into a minor issue, a minor scuffle with this person, and I'm not even going to talk about it because it's silly. It's just a silly little argument. I found nothing. When it comes down to it, I messaged like different channels, like Joe Rogan, with no reply, obviously, and Uncharted X, who he's worked with a lot. I messaged them. I sent out a tweet to Brian Forrester, Graham Hancock, and nobody's really heard anything from him. So I'm not sure what's going on with him. So I'm sorry, I don't have an answer for you if you were wondering. And I apologize for that, but that's all I can do is talk about it, and maybe it'll get Jimmy to say something. Maybe it won't. Maybe who knows? Maybe he found something huge and he's really working on it, which is what I'm thinking, or what I'm hoping, is that he found some huge major evidence that's gonna change everything, and he's waiting to release it, or maybe he's got a plan to release it, and it's gonna be big. That's my only thought, because right now there is nothing. But if you do know something, or if you know anything, or have any idea of what you might think Jimmy, where Jimmy is, or what he might be doing, or where he is, or anything, maybe you can let me know. I would say hit me up on Twitter. I'm at UFO UAP sighting, and it's UFO UAP SIGHTING, and that's on Twitter. And let me know if you can have anything on him, or if you know what's going on. It's I just find it odd. I don't know. Maybe I'm being a little, not giving him enough time, or not. I don't know. Maybe I'm just worrying about nothing, or I'm just anyway. He'll probably show up soon, and then I'll feel silly for making this long little podcast about him. But his name's Jimmy Corsetti. He's on Bright Insight. It's the name of the channel. It's a great channel. I highly recommend it. I talk about it a lot. And I'll continue to talk about it. Even if he doesn't come back, let's say, I'll go over his videos and talk about him a little. I'm teaching myself, by the way, video editing and streaming and stuff like that. I'm going to eventually, I'm not going to make any promises right now because I don't know when I'm going to do it. But I am probably going to do a YouTube channel, Rumble or Odyssey or all of them. Make short little videos on different topics, different things I find interesting. Like UFOs and ancient civilizations and where the hell Jimmy Corsetti is, different things like that. But right now, I'm just doing this little podcast, and I enjoy doing it, so I want to keep doing it and maybe do more. All right, well, next thing, I guess. That was kind of, I took up a lot of time on where Jimmy is. I saw this Slapped Him on YouTube, and they had a video of the Queen's funeral, and there's this mysterious voice during her funeral that comes on. Nobody knows, nobody's admitted, or they think it might be a guest, but nobody's sure. But basically they're showing the Queen or the her funeral, and there's these like vehicles driving down the street or the road, probably taking her casket to the wherever she's going to be buried, and I think a cemetery. I don't know where they would bury the queen, but they're driving down the road regardless. And then somebody comes on, and this voice says, and I'm quoting this voice, "The death is irreversible, and the fact is that she's trapped." And that's it. And then I don't know, you know, some people think it's trapped. Some people, travel. People have a lot of theories on what the whole word is, but nobody can really understand. It's a female voice. It's low. And that's all they say is, and I'll say it one more time, "The death is irreversible, and the fact that she's trapped." And then that's it. And then the voice cuts off, and it's a female voice, and it's really strange. I'll put a link to that on my website also, to the slapped ham footage. So you can see what I mean, or you can just find it. Let me see. I'll try to bring it up on my phone right now, which video it is exactly, or what the title of it is, or anything. It's, okay. It is, Slapped Ham from 2 days ago, and today's the 15th, so October 13th. And the title of the video is "Mysterious Videos Viewers Are Struggling to Explain." And that's the title of the video. So that's, where you'll see it. It's one of the, it's like a countdown of weird paranormal or UFO or weird things going on that can't be explained. It's a really good channel, by the way. And I found that weird. You know, who is that? And I searched around looking for answers, and nobody from the station that it came from, I think it's called ITV. And anyway, they didn't admit or didn't respond to anything. And the only thing that some of these places are saying is that it was a guest whose mic was on, didn't realize it was on. But the words that the guest said were just weird. I mean, why? The death is irreversible. You know, it's kind of morbid. And then they say the fact that she's trapped, and it's, you know, who knows what that word was. It sounds almost like she's going to say trapped, but I don't want to say that. It's really morbid and weird. It's freaky to say. And I know there's a lot of conspiracies on the queen and all that, and who she was or where she comes from or whatever, but I'm not going to talk about that. I'm just talking about this voice that was on that video, which is really weird. Kind of crazy, actually. The more I think about it, the more I'm like, whoa, actually, that is weird. I guess one more thing I'll talk about. That is our future. The future of people. And I don't know where this idea just popped in my head, and that is the disease of the future. You know, right now, kind of people, there's a lot of things that are killing us, like cancer, heart disease, diabetes, you know, all kinds of diseases out there that's really we're struggling with. But when you look at it and look at today's people, today's culture, and how people are starting to realize how their lives are and how they're living, and people are trying to be healthier, live healthier lives. The medical field has been finding, you know, they pretty much have a cure for cancer. I mean, it's, you know, you gotta go through a lot of crap, and you know, and it there's a lot of factors into it, but you know, for a lot of people, there is a cure for cancer. You just gotta go through a lot of you know, chemotherapy and surgeries and whatever you need to get through it. But if you're willing to do that, you know, you can get through it. And same with heart disease. You can eat healthier, and diabetes. You can eat healthier, have a healthier, active lifestyle, keep crap out of your diet, and keep away from kind of bad things. And, you know, and you can have a healthier, longer living life, longer life. And I think that's where we're headed. But I do believe that in the future, what the world's coming to is mental illness. And, you know, we're obsessed with the internet and our phones and our social media accounts and this information overload we're getting. We're getting this huge information overload. There's so many things out there. It can confuse a person. It can drive them crazy. It can, you know, it can break your brain. I know it's done that to me quite a few times. You know, watching videos online or looking up stuff on the internet or trying to figure things out. Little things. And I think that's where we're headed. We're headed toward mental illness. And what's really kind of frightening me is AI and that how much AI can do now. AI can create their own. You can basically type in a few things that you want to know in an AI program, and you can create images, you can make videos with audio, like a full YouTube 10-minute video on something. You can type in something like, I don't know, pizza delivery to an AI program, and then it'll make a 10-minute video for you, including images and voice and everything, talking about pizza, and you just post it on YouTube. And I've been seeing this lately, like several channels that are, you can tell there's something different about them that is probably AI doing the entire videos. And that's going to be scary, because then whoever's creating the AI can basically put in whatever they want AI to tell us. They want us to know, and then we'll watch a YouTube video or even a TV show claiming to be true or whatever that AI created with all this stuff and it'll be cost absolutely nothing to make. It'll just be somebody typing a few words and giving us nonsense, basically, is what I'm saying. And it's going to create a lot of discord, a lot of trouble for us, and divide us even more than we already are. Divide and conquer, you know. I think that's what the world is at, and I think that's where it's going. You know, it's morbid, but it's how I'm looking at it right now. And I'm a very positive, looking forward, forward-thinking, uplifting kind of person who, you know, tries to do their best and do good and stay positive. But the more I see of it, the more it frightens me that, and, you know, I hope it doesn't go this way, but it might. So be wary of stuff you see online. Only do, try to make sure that your source that you're watching or paying attention to is real and is something that is true. And maybe do your own research and actually look in books and go into real libraries and look in books. And, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just telling you what I see. And that's, mental illness is going to be a thing that's really going to cause trouble. But, you know, there is a positive or something that looks good too in the future with regarding mental illness and all this stuff, is maybe we'll all catch on to it and realize what's going on, and we can change. You know, it just takes everybody or a majority of people, and we can change. We can do it. We just make our lives our priorities, make our families our priorities, and make our education our priorities, and make sure we're getting the right information and not following that road of greed and materialism and stuff and things will make you miserable. And I can go on forever, and but I guess at the end of the day, you know, we just kind of gotta take a look in the mirror, look at ourselves, and see what kind of person we are, and if that's what kind of person we want to be, and go from there. Well, hit me up on Twitter at UFO UAP Sighting, or go to my website UFO.fish, and I'm looking forward to recording again soon. All right, everybody. Well, I'll leave it on that, and you know, just try to stay positive. Try to maybe go in the spiritual way, you know, try to look at spirituality instead of at materialistic things, and I guess that'll do it. And of course, UFOs. I love UFOs. I'm just throwing that in there to be funny. All right, well, thank you. Have a good night. I appreciate you listening and sharing and telling people about this. And have a good night. I'll be back soon. Goodbye. All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, WAX Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming, and you'll, or if you're into funny. Either way, you know, or both, you know, you'll get a kick out of his channel. Thanks.